France's national rail company, known as SNCF, issued its first ever formal apology to Holocaust victims this week. The SNCF played a role in transporting tens of thousands of Jews to Nazi concentration camps during World War II. The company had long been under pressure from Jewish groups to issue a formal apology, but it didn't come until after the controversy threatened to derail the company's bids for high-speed rail contracts in the U.S. SNCF is well known for its high-speed TGV trains. Reporter Maya de la Baume in Paris wrote about the controversy in the New York Times. She says those potential U.S. contracts were a major factor in the French railway company's decision to finally apologize.
In a way, it has prompted them to make official apologies, because the company has been subjected to several lawsuits in the United States and in France. And a recent federal law months ago was passed on the urging of American survivors of the Nazi Holocaust and their descendants. And this federal law was meant to bar the company from the project, from winning the contract in the States. So I think basically they did it under the pressure of American survivors there.
But we should mention, too, that opinions about this apology seem somewhat divided in France. Some people there feel that the French railway company is not actually to blame directly for the massive deportation of Jews from France in the early 40s. Tell us about that.
Yes, a lot of people here, I think, are a little sick with collective repentance in general. And they think that the company at the time acted under German requisition, and that they feel that the company has taken on more than its fair share of guilt, as I say in the story. And so some of them think that it is not necessary to apologize 65, 70 years after what happened.
That would be sharply disputed by, I imagine, a lot of Jewish families, Jewish victims' families, including those here in the U.S. and in France.
Yes, sure. There were 600 survivors who filed complaints in the United States, and they've been putting a lot of pressure on the SNCF, even with reparations. The survivors and their heirs filed a class action suit because they say that the SNCF was paid per head, per kilometer, for the deportations. And they sought to force the company to pay reparations and to make restitutions for valuables that were confiscated from them and their families on SNCF trains. And I think this whole reparation issue is very significant to them.
With that as the background, why do you think it took the French railway company so long to make this apology?
I think what is interesting in this story, and this is what I tried to emphasize in my article, is that there has been here traditionally the image that the train conductors from the SNCF were heroic resistance. And this is something that is very deeply rooted in this country. Some of them refuse to drive deportation trains, for instance, and they have emphasized their role in the Second World War as resistance.
Maya, tell us where this leaves, actually, then, SNCF, in terms of, you know, bidding for projects here in the United States.
I think, basically, yesterday they did what they had to do. I don't really know about the future, but I think that they are now in a good position to win those contracts, and they have done what survivors wanted them to do.
Reporter Maya de la Baume with the New York Times in Paris. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.